hearing about this until the end of days, so I'll add my voice. The 12x12 album sleeve is the perfect canvas to display some of the most compelling artwork, graphic images, and photography of our time. If you own some vinyl, I encourage you to go to Michael's or whatever, grab a handful of album frames, and hang some of your favorites to show your love of the music that has shaped your life. Rotate them out periodically, make a display wall. But for listening, buy CDs. Here are 10 reasons why. Vinyl is too expensive. Today's albums will set you back $35 to $50. You can buy two or three CDs for the same price. Vinyl pressing quality isn't consistent. Many modern records are pressed on recycled vinyl, prone to warpage and defects. For apartment dwellers and downsizers, record collections become a storage and resale burden. CDs take up a fraction of the space. Vinyl is high maintenance. Consider all the anti-static brushes, machines, and fussy just to keep the record clean. Not to mention turntable and cartridge alignment, and the fact that you have to get up and flip to the B-side every 20 minutes. Most importantly, despite what the purists say about the inherent warmth or je ne sais quoi of records, CDs sound brighter, clearer, and continue to do so after every play. Shipping vinyl to your door results in a 25% damage rate. Vinyl has accessibility issues, creating barriers for those with cognitive or physical challenges. Static electricity is a constant threat to records, which attract dust, stylus friction, clicks, and pops. Playing records requires isolation considerations. They will literally skip if you breathe too hard on them. And if you care about the environment, vinyl produces 6 to 7 times the carbon footprint as CDs. So, with apologies to 10cc, choose vinyl for art's sake, CDs for sound's sake. I'm Cal Coat, and if all you do is stream, buy a t-shirt or something to support the artists who bring joy to the world. Today, it's all new except one or two this hour. Starting on the Iberian Peninsula with Catalan-based vocal quartet Trival, twisting a Kurdish melody into a Spanish-Arabic mashup. Here's Lo Pardal from World Beat Canada Radio.
Quan s'acotxava, ai, feia remor, ai, feia remor. Per veure se'l sentiria, ai, el seu amor, ai, 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 el seu amor.
eché los cartos, ayúdame a divertir. Pa' la neta, pone ferreña de punta. Ahora que yo bailo en tu bonitura toda junta. Pa' la neta, sa tocar, pa' la neta, sa tocar. Estas son armas zarcas que hoy tengo de fiar. Toca sin un y te derrumpe. Somos rapaciñas, no ves, sabemos la de facer.
Brand new for Galician sound designer Bayuca in collaboration with Mondra and Mazarocas. Before that, Treval with Lo Pardal from a new album called La Grande Trevalada. Here's Didon, the Tunisian Canadian Mermin Ben Amor and American Carmen Rizzo together on Balaya from World Beat Canada Radio.
غدروهم سهم رماني قطحوهم سيف أذاني لولا بالصبر حبايبي خالقي ما زلت حيا
the black and white polka dot phenom from Quebec, Angin de Poitrin, from Volume 2, that is the work of Kem and Kleck, which I think was a luncheon meet at one time. And that's Sarniez. These guys have caused such a stir that guitar players are starting to put zip ties on their fretboard to create the microtonal spaces on their guitar, which I think is kind of weird, but do what you gotta do. You can always get a fretless and then you got every tone you ever want. Straight ahead, more new music from Catalan and Cuban singer Kalara Sara Lopez and Mari Paz. After this pause, I'm Cal Cote.
Mari, ¿para qué tiene que
tropical futurism from Bogota. That is Rizzo Magic with Orbital from a new album called Cumbian Palantario. Before that, Clara Sara Lopez and Mary Paz. I swear, if Donald Trump is Jesus, then anybody can have their own personal Jesus. This is your Touch of the Familiar. Alcazar from World Beat Canada Radio. Arab Quarter in Paris, Alcazar with Kizel Issa, or Personal Jesus, from their album Uncovered, featuring that Depeche Mode classic. I don't know, I'm leaning toward Donald being the Antichrist myself. On the border between Algeria and Mali is a town called Tanaiawatan, and it is home to Tamacrist, a band that formed in 2006. They're back with a new release called Asakel. Emanin is next on World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me for this ride in the global side.